Long before, I had read in the paper about a well digger who lost his life from methane gas at the bottom of a well. Taking a breath, I sat on the floor of the well, with my back against the wall. I closed my eyes and let my body become accustomed to the place. All right then, I thought. Here I am, in the bottom of a well.
6. Inheriting property? Inquiry on jellyfish. Something like a sense of detachment. I sat in the dark. Far above me, like a sign of something, floated the perfect half-moon of light defined by the well cap, and yet none of the light from up there managed to find its way to the bottom. As time passed, my eyes became more accustomed to the darkness. Before long, I could just about make out the shape of my hand if I brought it close to my face. Other things around me began slowly to take on their own dim shapes, like timid little animals letting down their guard in the most gradual stages imaginable. As much as my eyes became used to it, though, the darkness never ceased to be darkness. Anything I tried to focus on would lose its shape and burrow its way soundlessly into the surrounding obscurity. Perhaps this could be called pale darkness, but pale as it might be, it had its own particular kind of density, which in some cases contained a more meaningful darkness than perfect pitch darkness. In it you could see something, and at the same time you could see nothing at all. Here in this darkness, with its strange sense of significance, my memories began to take on a power they had never had before. The fragmentary images they called up inside me were mysteriously vivid in every detail, to the point where I felt I could grasp them in my hands. I closed my eyes and brought back the time 8 years earlier when I had first met Kumiko. It happened in the visitors' waiting room of the university hospital in Kanda. I had to go to the hospital almost every day back then to see a wealthy client concerning the inheritance of his property. Kumiko came to the hospital every day between classes in order to tend to her mother, who was there with a duodenal ulcer. She wore jeans or a short skirt and a sweater, her hair in a ponytail. Sometimes she would wear a coat, sometimes not, depending on the early November weather. She had a shoulder bag and always carried a few books that looked like university texts, plus some kind of sketch pad. The afternoon of the very first day I went to the hospital, Kumiko was there, sitting on the sofa with her legs crossed, wearing black low-heeled shoes and concentrating on a book. I sat opposite her, checking my watch every 5 minutes until the time for the interview with my client, which had been moved back an hour and a half for some reason I was not aware of. Kumiko didn't raise her eyes from the book. She had very nice legs. Looking at her helped to brighten my spirits somewhat. I found myself wondering what it must feel like to have such a nice, or at least extremely intelligent, face and great legs. After we had seen each other in the waiting room several times, Kumiko and I began to indulge in small talk, exchanging magazines we had finished reading or eating fruit from a gift basket someone had brought her mother. We were incredibly bored, after all, and in need of someone our own age to talk to. Kumiko and I felt something for each other from the start. It was not one of those strong, impulsive feelings that can hit two people like an electric shock when they first meet, but something quieter and gentler, like two tiny lights traveling in tandem through a vast darkness and drawing imperceptibly closer to each other as they go. As our meetings grew more frequent, I felt not so much that I had met someone new as that I had chanced upon a dear old friend. Soon I found myself dissatisfied with the bitty little conversations we were fitting in between other things in the hospital area. I kept wishing I could meet her somewhere else, so that we could really talk to each other for a change. Finally, one day, I decided to ask her for a date. "I think both of us could use a change of air," I said. "Let's get out of here and go somewhere else, where there aren't any patients or clients." Kumiko gave it some thought and suggested, "The aquarium?" And so the aquarium is where we had our first date. Kumiko brought her mother a change of clothes that Sunday morning and met me in the hospital waiting room. It was a warm, clear day, and Kumiko was wearing a simple white dress under a pale blue cardigan. I was always struck by how well